How to Kill Your Husband and Other Handy Household Hints, written by Kathy Lett and read by Caroline Lee. In a marriage, no news is bad news. I therefore determined to talk to my husband on Saturday morning, over breakfast. Rory, I don't seem to remember that my wedding vows were to love, hoover, and obey. What exactly are those Japanese researching on whales? Was his answer. He was scrutinising an animal welfare report. Rory, are you listening to me? He munched on some cereal, sending milk splattering. I mean, they've killed so many and yet made no announcements. Are they suddenly going to reveal that whales can tap dance, yodel, do calculus? Great. You can't even hear me asking if you're listening. Note to self, never attempt conversation with man if newspaper, sports program, or work folder is within 1 mile radius. Huh? Rory was so unused to me shouting at him that he looked up in wounded bewilderment. But for once, I was not going to do the traditional Anglo-Saxon thing of bottling it all inside and then finally psychologically imploding one afternoon by the cheese counter of Sainsbury's. You never help me around the house anymore. Huh? A schoolboy head of floppy hair fell into his eyes. That's not true, puss. Rory, your only contribution to anything domestic of late was when your brother and his new bride were coming to stay and I asked you to get the bedroom in the surgery flat ready and you put the baby monitor under the bed. I mean, how old are you exactly? Grinning cheekily, he answered my query with a melodious belch. I had hoped one day that you might grow up and perhaps discover that a burp is not an after-dinner speech, I sighed, stacking newspapers into the recycling bin. All I ask of life is a hygienic toilet environment.